Ola Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel 2:13. We actually leave the topic we've been discussing up to now about forbidden mixtures and Isser v'Heter, and now we're going to a question of Tuma and Tahara. And the reason we're discussing this Mishnah here is because structurally it's almost identical to Mishnah Yud Aleph. We're talking here, just a bit of background, we're talking here about using oil to soften leather utensils, like for example a shoe. So the shoe is made of hard leather, you want to use oil to soften it. So if you apply tame oil to the shoe, so the shoe will become tame, at least midrabanan. The rule is midrabanan, all liquids, and certainly oil, olive oil is tame as a rishon, in all events, midrabanan. And midrabanan also, there's a separate din that tame liquids are able to be matame kalim, to make them into a sheni. So by applying the tame liquid oil to the leather utensil becomes tame. Now, even if you put it in the mikvah and make the leather utensil tahor, let's call it a shoe, so then when you put the shoe on and you wear it, presumably some of the oil that was embedded in the shoe now leaks out. It's pressed out as you wear the shoe. And that being the case, if and when the oil leaves the shoe, it will re-convey tuma to the shoe. So our question is one, really, if you're an accountant, you have an accounting background, you'll recall the question of LIFO versus FIFO accounting. Really, this Mishnah follows that very question and has a machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Eliezer regarding how do we look at the situation if you first used, let's say, Tahor oil and then followed up with Tame or vice versa, Tame then Tahor. When the oil comes out, do we consider that oil to be the first one that went in or the second one that went in to determine whether or not the oil that comes out is Tame or Tahor? That's the thrust of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says inside. Kalim shesachan b'shemen tame. You have utensils that are leather that you anoint, you oil with tame oil. And that will make the shoe tame. Now, if you put the shoe in, if the shoe dries and then you put the shoe in the mikvah, so the shoe will come out tahor. And then v'chazer v'sachan shemen tahor, you apply more oil, this is tahor oil, so the shoe now is totally tahor at the moment. The question will be what happens when the oil is squeezed out in a moment. But before we say that, we have a similar case in reverse. Oh, shesachan b'shemen. What happens if first you apply oil that is tahor, and then once it's dried, you wipe it down, v'chazer v'sachan b'shemen tame, then you apply a second layer coating application of oil. This is tame oil. I'm rendering the shoe tame, but then you put that shoe in the mikvah after it dries, so now you have a tahor shoe. The question is, what happens if when you put the shoe on and squeeze oil out, will the shoe become tame? Do we treat it as the tame oil coming out? Or we say the shoe is tahor, saying the tahor shoe oil is coming out. And the question then really is, which do we consider the one that came out? The one that went in last and it comes back out again, or the one that went in first? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, achar harishon aniba, I follow after whatever went in first. Again, you see structurally paralleling Mishnah Yud Aleph. And therefore he says, if the first application was tame oil, now I'll say the shoe was tame. Whereas if the shoe was first anointed with tahor oil, I'll say what comes out now is tahor, and the shoe is tahor. And the Chum disagree, and they say achra achron. They say where last in is first out, meaning that whatever's put in last is closer to the surface, so, and that's what comes out when the shoe is squeezed. So that being the case, if you first applied tame and then tahor oil second, the shoe was tahor. If you first applied tahor and then tame second, the shoe is tame. And the halacha is like the Chachamim.